Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, now on Mind Food, we're off to one of our favourite parts of the garden. It's the winter garden.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, my bulbs still haven't, you know, come up anything. So they
I think you planted them too late.
Well, I did. But
you know what you can do?
What?
Just go and buy some and just pretend it. Look, the kids and everybody will go, wow, that's great.
So you knew I do that most years, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, but look, Angus, we've got Angus Stewart on the phone and, of course, on the show today. And we're still talking about winter gardening, but we thought we'd talk about transplanting plants this time, Angus.
Absolutely. It is the best time of year to transplant a wide range of species and particularly deciduous ones that have lost all their leaves at this time of year.
So, Angus, what you're saying is now's the time to have a look at your garden and think, okay, well, that's sort of not working there. And you're looking for what, trees that are deciduous that you can move to put them into a new spot?
Well, it's not just the deciduous plants. There's certainly a good time to be think about moving evergreens and also just I guess roses, things like that, which come what they call bare-rooted from the nurseries. They actually lift them at this time of year and knock all the soil off, and it's a much easier way to send them out mail order to gardeners or transport them. So really, when I say transplanting, I'm thinking about that option as well of putting in trees that have been bare-rooted.
What's some of the techniques we need to be aware of if we're going to do this? I imagine we've got to get the new posy ready for it, and fertiliser and things will be required.
Well, at this time of year, the reason it's such a great time to do the transplanting is that the plants are in a sort of state of suspended animation. So they're not actually growing actively or at a very, very slow rate. And that means when you transplant them, they're not losing water at the sort of rapid rate they do through spring and summer. The ideal time is sort of coming towards the end of winter, just as the plants are about to wake up and come into spring, because that's when they put on new root growth, which gives them the best possible chance of establishing. So I think it's a great time to be preparing your holes. And one particular thing that I think is important too is sometimes people have a temptation to put a whole lot of compost into the planting hole, rather than putting it in the bottom of the hole where it can actually suffer from it can actually absorb oxygen from the soil around the roots.
Yep.
Better to actually mix your compost in with the soil that you're going to backfill around the plant.
So for people listening in warmer climates today, what can they be doing in their garden to help out with the moving of things around?
Yeah, well, another really important thing is if you are going to move established plants around your garden is to actually get a spade and cut sort of slots. So rather than digging the plants out all in one go, if you go around and just sort of chop in a circle around the root system, you actually give the plant a little bit of a chance to heal. If you do that, say, a month ahead of when you're going to transplant, you sever the roots that are going to get damaged. And if you give it a month or so, those severed roots will just have a bit of a chance to heal a little bit and put on a bit of sort of callus tissue so that when you dig the whole plant out, it's a huge sort of trauma, as you can imagine, and the roots have had a little bit of a chance to heal so that it's not as big a shock.
Well, Angus, I reckon your key words today, suspended animation. Love it. I've worked with a few people like that. And we'll see you next time on the show, hey?
Okay, terrific.
Thanks, Angus.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.